right, guys, you've been waiting by that computer, waiting for a new episode of Bid Nerds, and here it is, a brand new, fresh, out of the can, shiny new Bid Nerds. My name is John Polnick. I'm your host of Bid Nerds, along with my partner, Michael Deeb, over there in San Francisco. I'm in Las Vegas in the downtown Container Park. Come and visit us sometime if you're in Las Vegas. You know you're coming to Vegas. You know you're going to probably come out for Vegas Auto Fest. That's coming up in September. Can you guys see that? Vegas Auto Fest, September.
Ooh.
Look at those.
Fancy flyer. Fancy flyer.
Fancy ad deck there, guys. If you guys want to be a sponsor to Vegas Auto Fest, you can reach out and find out. But what you didn't tune in to find out about Vegas Auto Fest. You wanted to know what the most interesting car of the day is on Bring a Trailer, Cars and Bids, P-Car Market, all those auction sites. And that's what we do. We pick the most interesting car of the day. We have a conversation about that car. We make a prediction as to what will happen to that car in its auction. And then we reveal what happens in its auction. We will tell you, we will make a prediction as to how much the most interesting car of the day will sell for on its auction, and then we will reveal what actually happened. It's like you get to time travel. It's pretty crazy. We have to wait all this time. We have to sit here. You click, boom, you're like a week in advance. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's magic. Today's car, pretty darn interesting. You know, people ask us all the time, well, there was a singer on that day, and you didn't talk about that. You chose some other car. It's like, look, the most expensive car isn't necessarily the most interesting car, right? So we try to mix it up. What's the most interesting car of the day? What do you think? Are we wrong about this? What's this car, Michael D? Woo, look at that.
JP, this is Bid Nerds basically doing a PSA. We wanted to let people know that if they had missed the boat on ordering their Heritage Anniversary Mustang GT350 that came in Wimbledon white with Viking blue stripes, they could still buy a brand new car that looked like that and save half of their money. So what we're looking at here, John, is a 2017 Ford Mustang Shelby GT350 with just 117 miles on the odometer, offered to us on Bring a Trailer out of Geneseo, Illinois. This car is equipped with Recaros. It's got the Brembos. It's got the limited slip differential, manual six-speed, the Magna Ride. That's the Magna rhetorical equipped shock cartridges that basically use like liquid metal, and they're electronically adaptive to make the ride both aggressive and comfortable at the same time. These cars were essentially $60,000 brand new. $60,500 was MSRP. JP, the cars that we see that look just like this with like 1,000 or 2,000 miles on them that are the heritage cars are bringing 120 grand. This guy's bringing this car back to market. And while those cars are going nuts, this car looks just like it, but the paint is a little whiter and the blue is a little brighter. And it's going to probably go for less than half of those $120,000 heritage muscle cars. So I think this guy stands, he might not make any money on his original $60,000 investment, but he stands to get all his money out of it with no miles out of Illinois. So just an interesting car because it looks just like those other ones, but it isn't one of the special versions. So lot to like here. That flat plane crank V8 revs to like 7,000 RPM. These things fly. They're fun driving cars. Do you like the Mustang? And would you, you and I talk about liveries and what people will pay just for paint and stickers. I just thought this was tantalizingly interesting because I really do think this car is going to go for $60,000 or less. So where are you at on this one?
Look, I'm not a big Mustang fan. I make no bones about it. I haven't driven one of these, and everyone says they're just great. And I believe them. Probably the most exciting Mustang I've driven, a fairly modern one, was a 302 Boss. Our friend John Alcantara has one. He let me drive it. And gosh dang, that thing was a blast. And, and this car is light years ahead of it. I mean, a full generation newer and better in probably a million different ways. But I just can't speak to it from any point of authority. I just don't know. I haven't, just looking at it, though, looking at the pictures, it's a beautiful car. It does look like the expensive one. But when you look at the interior pictures, and it's not that this is any different from the expensive one, but, you know, it's like, man, you just, it's that, that Ford touch points, man. It's just like the plastic garbage everywhere. This car performs magnificently. It's got some great Recaro seats, but just about everything else just looks cheap inside of it.
It is.
And bedazzled, and it frankly is. And, you know, okay, that's what they got to do. This car doesn't have any miles on it, and that's really my biggest problem with Mustang drivers in the Mustang scene is that what is wrong with you idiots, man? Drive these things. They're not special. There's nothing special about any of these cars. Right. Even the ones that are limited, they make thousands of them. Thousands of them. There are so many of these cars. What are you preserving it for? Who are you I mean, it's like you're preserving it so that some old guy can get a camping chair and a cooler and sit in a parking lot at some stupid car show and so he can sit next to this car. This car is, you know, Ford has done such an amazing job at making the Mustang something great. Okay. I'll fully admit these cars are unbelievably good. Yet the people that own them, how many of them actually drive them? I mean, we see them crashing at cars and cafe, cars and coffees all the time.
Great videos.
Yeah, I mean, so thank you, Mustang drivers, for giving us that. But this car, I mean, I just want to rip every, you know, twisty road I can find in something like this. I would love to take the Angeles Crest in something like this. But look at that door handle. Look at this. Look, this plastic. I got to go full screen on this. I mean,
there you go. Yeah.
Look how cheap that door card looks. You've got some leather up here and then this cheap plastic crap. What are you guys doing?
Ford parts bin. That's it, man. It's probably the same switch gear that all cars, you know?
Yeah. But then you got these magnificent Recaros. I don't know. They make these cars awesome and they make them cheap. You can't touch anything in Porsche that has this kind of performance. So why wouldn't you want to love something like this? Why would you just let it sit there in your driveway and have, how many miles does this car have on it?
117. I mean, JP, the guy hasn't even filled gas. That's the gas that came from the dealer when he bought it. That's ridiculous.
You are a moron if you're not driving this car. It's not special. It doesn't deserve to be treated like a collector car. You're an idiot. Drive this thing, dude.
Not 997 GT3 performance for half the price of a GT3.
It's brand new
driving cars. Yeah. 8,000 RPM, independent rear suspension, limited differential, short, you know, throw on the 6-speed manual. It's a ton of torque. Like it's a rev happy, torquey, unbelievable car. They're heavy, but they handle.
Michael D, look at the sport exhaust icon over here on this button. Can you guys see that? That looks exactly like the Porsche sport exhaust icon.
It's exactly right. That's so funny.
What is going on there? I've never noticed that before. That's interesting. Did they just straight up lift that?
Plagiarism. Yeah, that's the Stinger exhaust off of G3.
Wow. Okay.
That's really funny. All right.
So what's going to happen with the auction on this thing?
At a Geneseo, Illinois, is this 2017 Mustang Shelby GT350 with just 117 original miles on the odometer. This car costs just a tick over $60,000 when it was brand new, 5 going on 6 years ago. Our car is sitting at $46,000 on just 8 bids with, 2 days to go. I think this driver, this owner, should get his money out of the car by just a bit. I'm going to say it just fails to reach MSRP. I'm going to go $59,000, and I hope this guy's smart enough to let it go for that number because it's never going to be worn this more right now.
Yeah, I don't know where to go with this. I'll bet the under. I'll say 55 just because what do I know? You know, 5 or 6-speed manual, all that power, all that fun. Whoever buys it, if it does make a reserve and somebody gets to drive this thing away, I hope they drive it home, and I hope it's far from where they get. You know, how much fun would it be to show up to this guy's house, give him his check, get in the car, and just tell the old guy, look, where is this thing? And it's in Midwest somewhere. Be like, I'm driving to San Diego right now, and I'm going to put all the miles on it. and I don't care. And I'm gonna daily drive it. I'm gonna take it to Dairy Queen. I mean, whatever. I'm gonna eat in this car.
Yeah, my guess is those 117 miles, he probably never revved it out either. He probably did like break-in driving.
Yeah, it doesn't even have break-in miles, right? I mean, you still have another 500 miles to go until this thing's broken in. All right, guys, what do you think? Should this car be kept hermetically sealed because it's such an amazing collector's item? Or should the new buyer get out on the road and rip up the rubber, tear off the tires, and drive this car for all it's worth because it's an amazing, spectacular driver's car?
Yeah.
You tell us. Tell us in the comments below. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe, like, and notification button, and share this video. Share this video with a Mustang person that you know that needs to hear the message. Stop sitting next to your car with a lawn chair and a parking lot in a car show. You look like an idiot. Drive this thing. If you're going to go to a car show, fine. Go to a car show and let the car sit there. But don't sit next to it in a lawn chair. You look so dumb. All right, guys. We're going to find out how much this car sells for right after this. Okay, guys. I want to tell you about Vegas Auto Fest. The drivers are coming. This is one of our big sponsors. It's the biggest car show of the year in Las Vegas. It's one of the coolest car shows you can possibly experience anywhere. If you haven't made plans to be part of Vegas Auto Fest on September 17th, then do it now. Go to VegasAutoFest.com and register your car. You think you're a car enthusiast? Doesn't matter where you live. Plan a trip to Vegas on September 17th and come out and see this show. It's like Monterey Car Week all in a day. Have you ever been to the Quail? Have you ever been to Works Reunion? Have you ever been to Amelia Island? All those car shows are amazing and great. Have you been to Luftcult? Sure, but Vegas Auto Fest is something special. Make a plan for September 17th. We'll see you in Vegas. Welcome back. A little time travel for you guys. You were just watching a little commercial. You saw us talk about this Mustang. You're going, boy, I wonder what a Mustang's worth these days. Well, we're going to find out right now because we waited a whole week, came back, recording the second half of the show along with our producer, Patootie.
Patootie!
Who is barking at intruders that are walking by, apparently. Hey, let's go ahead and talk about this here Mustang. Shoe Doggy, what happened with this auction?
Well, JP, somebody bought this 2017 Mustang Shelby GT350, dressed it up like an old Mustang in white with blue stripes, and then never drove it. This car is sitting at 117 total miles on the odometer. They've decided to bring it to bring a trailer and put it up for sale. It's worth noting that the original MSRP in this car was $60,000. But you and I, the one thing we agreed on this lot is that we didn't think this car would bring sticker. I said 59,000. I thought it would come close but fall short. You said 55. You actually took the under and thought that it wouldn't really come anywhere near MSRP. Our car, to my shock, sold for $64,500. On a whopping 40 bids. I mean, this car, of all the cars we covered last week, John, this car got the most action, 40 bids. Bit of a surprise to the result. Is that reflective of the current market that we're in, or is that just reflective of the Mustang client base, the fanboys that are all American muscle? I certainly Shelby's are. Mustangs aren't driver's cars. They're kind of cruisers, in my opinion, or show-off cars. You could do burnouts. If a Mustang was a driver, it would be a Shelby. They rev, they handle. They're still boat anchors to me, but this one's kind of cool. Brembo brakes and a six-speed and all that fun stuff. 40 bids, man. That's a lot of action. I can't believe this car went for over sticker this many years later. That's crazy. Now, again, we were comparing it to a Heritage, and if you wanted a Heritage with the same miles, you'd be at $120,000. So you still saved 50 grand, 60 grand from that, but it's still a bonkers result to me. What do you think?
You know, many of you may not know that my partner, Michael D, knows a lot about cars, but he also happens to be a restaurateur. If you're ever in San Francisco and you're on Knob Hill, make sure you go to the Knob Hill Cafe. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did. Absolutely. Taylor Street. Come down.
I will tell you firsthand that I've had maybe the best pasta I've ever had in my life. At his restaurant, and you guys should be so lucky to enjoy such a thing. And here's the thing. A plate of pasta at the Knob Hill Cafe is something that not many of us have had. There are a few of us who have gotten the opportunity to enjoy something like that. But you know what sells a lot is Kraft macaroni and cheese. Is that better? Is Kraft is the Cheetos brand macaroni and cheese that you can get on the shelf at Walmart better than whatever? Look, that's what this car is. I'm not saying it's bad. I enjoy Kraft macaroni and cheese as well, right?
I do too.
And this car is just cheap, easy, you know, crowd pleaser. This thing's fun. You have to be. Look, I am an asshole for sure, but I like to think that I'm not that stuck up. Look, this car, I'm going to thumb my nose and be like, oh, I'm too cool for Mustang. No, I'm not. I'm not cool enough for this car at all. The only reason I don't own a car like this is because I don't like the people typically that drive them. So there we go. We just alienated all of our Mustang fans. I want to love this car. I know that I would have an absolute blast in this thing, It probably is better than a lot of my beloved Porsches, but it's just not something that I can appreciate. I think that a lot of bids happen on this car just because there are so many of these, and you've got the Walmart shelf with all the boxes of cheap pasta, and that's basically what this is. It's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah. I will agree with you that this thing offers miles per mile. And while JP and I would kind of turn our nose at a muscle car, we'd also be laughing and giggling the first time we made a U-turn and opened the throttle before we finished the turn and then left two black streaks of rubber 50 yards down the block the other direction. We'd be giggling the whole time. And then we'd also sell it and use the money to go buy two crappy Porsches. So, you know.
Didn't they film Bullet right in front of your restaurant in the 60s?
And I mean, did.
You could park this in front of your place and be like, hey, all right. Well, there you go.
You know what's weird, JP, is that Jacqueline Bisset was Steve McQueen's love interest in the movie. And the apartment that he kept is right across the street from the Knob Hill Cafe. And Ford people come and film. They take photos of that building. It's like train spotting. Do you know what I mean? Like they come and they take pictures of that building when Ford has done the European Ford Ka. They took all kinds of photos in front of that building, and then they did the first Bullet Mustang tribute car in 01. They did the junket for the car for like a week at the Fog City Diner on their wharf, and they gave the journalists maps of the chase scene with the Dodge Challenger. And so all these Mustang press cars were coming up, stopping in front of the apartment building and taking photos, and then they would go over the Taylor Street Hill and do all the rest of the chase scene. And that was the test route for those guys to use the car for half a day. So that location is part of Ford's heritage because of the movie. So yeah, all cool stuff. I get it. I prefer my car is more German or Italian, but this is a cool car and a surprising result, even though I totally get it, you know.
Do you still have that parklet out in front of during the COVID? They had you guys. Okay, why don't you just put a sign out on that thing that just said Steve McQueen ate here. I mean, who cares? Who's gonna fact check that?
I should do that.
You'd probably sell a little bit more pasta. All right.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, guys. Well, what do you think? Is the Mustang your cup of pasta, or do you like something a little bit more refined? Tell us in the comments below. Also, let us know that we're a bunch of stuck-up a-holes that don't know anything about Mustangs. You would be absolutely correct if you wrote that in the comments below. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe, like, and notification button on this video and share it with a friend to mock us. Go, you know, if you're a Mustang fan out there and you're wanting to know, hey, maybe these two guys can tell me something I don't know about Mustangs, chances are that's just not the case. case.
No.
Show this video around to all your Mustang friends and go, look at these jerks. They're just, they're not bid nerds. They're bid a-holes. That may be the truth. There it is, guys. We appreciate you guys watching. We do this every day. We pick the most interesting car from all the automotive enthusiast auction sites. Why don't you pick a car from a future auction that's coming up and let us know in the comments below, and maybe we'll pick that car as a future profile. But in the meantime, we will see you mañana.